We're talking Canberra. A 2CC
Chris Coleman podcast.
Now, this is something new that we're doing here, and it's a chance for you to get involved and a chance for you to perhaps just actually hold on to a bit more of your cash or turn the cash you've got into more cash. I feel like the guy in The Wedding Singer, you know, the bit where he says, I've got the jar on the fridge with the money in it and I want you to put more money in the jar or something like that. Every second Friday afternoon, we're going to have a bit of finance chat here and there are plenty of things that we can talk about in the world of money. I could ask some questions, but I would much more prefer to hear your questions. 62551206 is the open line number. If you want to ring in, if you want to send in your questions by text, you can do that as well. 0488 266 266. We've got our other ways as well. You can find us via Twitter or Facebook or via email at the website 2cc.net.au. It won't be me answering the questions. Oh, no, that would be somewhat disastrous. Answering the questions, though, will be this bloke. His name is Luke Smith. He is Envision Financial's financial planner. Luke, good afternoon. Welcome to Canberra Live.
Thanks very much, Chris. It's nice to be in here and out of the rain.
Yeah, there's plenty of it around at the moment. And the radar, it looks like it's going to clear soon, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes, right? Because the other thing is that sometimes it stops moving, it just sort of stays there. 6255 1206. Now, we've got a few things we can talk about, but obviously, you know, we'd rather take calls from people who've got questions in their own experience or worries of their own, or perhaps they've, like I said, got the tax check come through. I'm still waiting for mine, but if you've got the tax check come through, you've got a couple of gorillas sitting there and you're saying, what am I going to do with this? You're the man to help out, correct?
That's exactly right. It's all about trying to get people to have good behaviours and make the most of the opportunities that are presented before them.
So. Pork bellies. Pork belly futures. That's it, isn't it?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
This time of year may be a good thing. So 62551206 is the open line number if you'd like to get a question of Luke Smith this afternoon. Let's talk, though, at this time of year, Christmas coming up. There's obviously spending, but there's also really saving for big events. Now, it's probably a bit late to start thinking about saving for this Christmas, but you can set up a budget now so that next year you're not racking up the dollars on the debt card.
Exactly right, exactly right. I think it's important for people to try and make the most of the time frames they have leading up to big events. Obviously, then, to not let things get out of control. So one big tip would be try and use cash where you can. In the PayWave sort of community, it's one way to do things and not realise the value of what you're spending until you sort of get your statement at the end of the month. So if you want to try and take things under control, go into the shops with cash. It might be old school, it might not be exciting, it might not be sexy, and the young girl behind the counter might not know what the notes look like, but you know exactly what's coming out, like mum and dad would have said when you were little. Take the cash, you know what you've got, you know what you've spent, and it can't get out of control at the end of the month when the statement comes through. So that's
forego those frequent flyer points that you might be racking up at, you know, one for every $2,000 you spend.
Exactly right, exactly right.
Save yourself a few bucks as well. Spend cash, not the card. That's the first one.
That's the first tip out of the box. Spend the cash so you know what's coming in.
All right, now what about actually saving money? Now, it's all easy. It's all well and good to say, oh, yeah, you put some money aside, or just leave it in the bank. If you leave it in the bank, that's not necessarily the right thing to do, is it? You've got to go and take an extra step.
Exactly, exactly. It's always about thinking about where could the money go and where is it going to be best used for your situation. So things like superannuation are an option, and also then changing the way your accounts are structured. If you can put some money into super and take advantage of the legislation, let's do so. If you can pay off a little bit more of the house and own a little bit more of the property that you're in, that's a good thing as well. So it's always about making sure that the behaviour is consistent, it's repeatable, and you understand the long-term and short-term goal, because nobody likes to plan for forever. Have a short-term goal, reward yourself, and then make sure you celebrate the achievement if you hit those targets.
Now, most mortgages these days would have some sort of an offset redraw thing. So if you've got a couple of extra dollars, and this is what you do, if you've got the tax check, I was saying this before, and you're not sure what you want to do with it, don't just leave it in a regular savings account, because it's going to sit there and you'll earn 1%, you'll earn 1 cent interest on $2,000. Put it into your mortgage offset account, because then when you've decided what you want to spend it on, you've actually paid off some of your mortgage interest.
Exactly right. Offset accounts are a fantastic vehicle that the banks have allowed people to utilise, and making the most of those savings behaviours and building up that offset account is a really good way to get your interest cost down whilst maintaining access to your money. There was a change in the legislation in July in relation to the way that employees can make super contributions. So building up that offset account and then using that to maximise super contributions later in the year is a really good, simple strategy to maintain access to your cash, but then also review that leading into 30 June so that you can maximise that contribution and limit the amount of potential tax you're going to incur.
And that's where someone like you actually comes into the equation, because while the rules have been changed to and I love it when the government says, yeah, we're going to change the rules to make it simpler, and I look at it and, you know, you might as well be trying to explain the theory of relativity on a grain of rice. I look at it and go, nah, still doesn't make sense to me. That's where people like you come into play, isn't it?
It's exactly right. It's about trying to get through that minefield of legislation and rumour and what the bloke at work says and what your friend's wife did, and making the most of the legislation for your situation, not just what people are talking about around the water cooler on a Friday afternoon.
6255-1206, the open line number. If you have questions of a financial nature, you want to see if you can get a little bit of financial help for Nick's this afternoon, Luke Smith's your man. You can find him at Envision Financial Services. That's Envision with an E. He's a financial planner there, but he's also our captive financial planner here on Canberra Live now. I don't think he's realised what he's let himself in for just yet. 6255-1206 is the open line number. Let's go through a few quick tips, like lay-by versus credit card versus just hanging onto the cash. You know, what do you look at these days?
Again, I think it's about knowing your own situation. If you're the sort that can't have money in your pocket because it's going to burn a hole through to your ankles, then put things on lay-by and be progressive and get on top of it. If you can manage the credit cards and you have it set up so that you've got, say, a sweep out of your offset or sweep out of a back account because life is busy and people are doing different things, and if you forget to make that payment, you could incur interest for no reason. So make sure you've got a process and a system that suits you. Not everything suits everybody, but obviously interest-free and taking advantage of store opportunities are very good, provided they're used in the right manner. If you let them get out of control, then it can come back and bite you in the you-know-what later on.
And I know you're a big believer, too, in setting up an account for a specific purpose. And I do this. And internet banking has made this wonderful now because, you know, I've got an account to save up for holidays. I've got an account for this, a couple of other accounts for stuff. And you can even change the names of the accounts on the interwebs so that it says on your browser what the account is for. It doesn't change the name of the account at the bank, but it just means you know, that I'm saving for the holiday, that one I'm saving for the unexpected, that one I'm saving for the wife's Christmas present. They're all separate accounts, and you instantly can see, oh yeah, I've done the right thing, I've put that money away, or I've actually got extra for the holiday, it's going to be a better holiday.
Love it. Love, 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 love it. It's the best way to be able to achieve a short-term goal, because everybody knows that if you just save for something that may happen, you can lose the enthusiasm over time. So if your wife wants some new shoes, open up the shoes account. If one of the boys wants something for the car, open up a car account. If you want to have a holiday account, open up the holiday account, so that when you do log in and you're sitting there and Facebook's gone down and you want to check the balance of different things, you can see that you're getting closer to being able to achieve that short-term goal, and then reward yourself. Go out and buy the shoes, buy the ute, get the tyres, buy the rims, buy the kids something nice, because it's about getting to the end of the journey but enjoying it along the way. So naming the account and putting an action with a name, tip number two.
I tell you, that's what I love. You're a financial advisor, but you're telling people here that it's okay to spend money occasionally. So, you know, I like that. We're going to get on just famously here, I reckon. Just a hunch on that. You're listening to Canberra Live on 2CC. In the studio with me is Luke Smith, the financial planner from Envision Financial Services. Now, something we're going to have a bit of fun with here. At least I hope this is going to be a bit of fun, Luke, when we talk with you on a Friday afternoon. You're going to come up with an acronym of the week. Now, with finance, this could keep us going until the year 3402.
Exactly right.
So we've got plenty of those. But what is an ETF?
So an ETF is a marketable security that tracks a specific index. So for those of out there that know what a managed fund is, an ETF is a listed vehicle like a share, like a CBA or ANZ, and it lets you replicate a specific index, and it's a really good tool to be able to diversify an asset base or target a specific sector within the market, because you never know how things are going to move. Some things go up, some things go down, and as my mum might say to me, if you have lots of eggs in lots of baskets, you're never going to get caught with egg on your face.
So if I see on the nightly news, or I hear when we talk to the guys after the finance reporters after 5:30, that the ASX 200 has gone past the 6,000 mark, I can actually set up an ETF that means that I know, just from hearing that one piece of information, how much money I've got tied up in shares.
Exactly right. That's a really good example of the ASX 200. You can also take a more specific exposure if you wanted to. You could say, I want the top 20, the top 50, the top 300, a specific property sector, a specific international sector. So they're a really good way of having diversification, having control, and you also benefit from regular dividends, franking credits, and good income streams, obviously depending on the sector that you buy them in. But it's also a very, very cheap way of gaining an exposure, because generally speaking, they are a lot cheaper than your standard managed fund.
Franking credits are great.
Love
franking
them.
Credits
Love
are fantastic them. Because someone else has paid the tax for you.
Exactly right.
You know, that's a great thing. So that's there you go. There's the financial acronym of the week, the ETF, and a great way to diversify your portfolio. 452, if you'd like to get a bit of financial help this afternoon, 6255 1206, or send in your questions via text 0488 266 266 is the SMS number, 6255 1206 if you'd rather phone in and have a chat with Luke Smith this afternoon. Now, Luke, tell us a bit about, because we haven't done this yet, tell us a bit about Envision Financial.
So we're a private financial planning firm based in Phillip. We specialise in self-managed superannuation and personal risk insurance. So we really focus on trying to get an income outcome for our clients. A lot of people come in and say, well, I've worked for a number of years and I've accumulated this resource. What could I do with the resource to get the things done that I want to actually achieve in retirement? And a lot of people aren't really sure about what the value of their money is and what they could actually generate with it. So we try and tie together the key goals. What do you really want to do in retirement? And then how can we use the resources that you've got to achieve those goals? It could be travelling, it could be cars, it could be boats, it could be caravans, it could be having Spanish lessons with a 23-year-old that can't speak English. Whatever floats your boat, it's about using the money for the things that you've worked hard to try and do in retirement, and then align those two and obviously do it within a risk profile that you're comfortable with.
And you're probably aware you're on an award-winning radio show now. You're an award-winning financial planner.
Yes, I'm very proud to say that we won National Practice of the Year within our Financial Services Partners Dealer Group, so it's something that I'm very, very proud of, and a really good way to reward the staff and everything that we've done for existing clients over the last 12 months.
There we go. Now, probably don't have time to take any calls to wrap up, but I know you want to talk quickly about salary sacrifice, and this is something I have a hunch we're going to talk about a lot, because there are a lot of different ways to salary sacrifice and a lot of different things you can salary sacrifice for, which then means you've got a different process. Do people get confused about salary sacrifice, about what they can do, what they can't do, and how to do it?
Correct, that's right. And I think the important thing here, as you touched on earlier, is simple super is never that simple. So if we flick back to the 1st of July this year, the government changed the legislation and made it that little bit harder to get money in by dropping the contribution limit to $25,000. Previously, it was scaled to age. Now it's a flat $25,000 across the board for anybody that's gainfully employed. So when and how you make those contributions has also changed. So in the past, you used to have to salary sacrifice if you were an employee through your employer, and most people are comfortable with the concept of giving up a little bit of their pay on a fortnightly or monthly basis so it can go into something like super. Well, now they can actually control their own destiny and make those contributions at any time throughout the financial year, obviously in line with the legislative limits, but also now being able to take control of how and when gives them the flexibility to tie into the things that we've touched on a little bit earlier in relation to good behaviours, saving, paying down loans, and then being able to actually pull money out of an offset account, for example, and maximise your tax deductions, obviously in line with the legislation and what your accountant's happy to sign off.
Now, with super, most people are probably happy to set and forget, or in some cases, don't even set, it's just, you know, whatever the employer does. Is that the right attitude to have?
I think super, just like any investment, needs to be reviewed and it needs to be tailored for specific objectives. It's become a very flexible structure now, and obviously with the tax concessions that are available, utilising the franking credits that we touched on earlier, a really good way to try and mitigate and manage the overall tax liability that you could pay. And obviously a little bit each year over a 30 or 40 year working career can make a huge difference when you get down to the latter stage of life and decide that you've had enough and you want to put your feet up and pour those margaritas.
There we go. Now you're talking. Is it margarita time yet? Not quite. But we'll get there later on. And finally, what's the biggest mistake people make with their super?
Look, in our office, we have a catch cry that a lot of people out there know, and it's obviously you don't know what you don't know. And I think finding out too late or assuming that it will be okay later and putting your head in the sand can actually be quite an expensive exercise and limit your choices down the road. So I'd recommend that people stay on top of things, check it out, have it reviewed, and make sure that they have a basic understanding of what they're doing with their super, because it's no different to any other structure. You need to review it, you need to control it, and you need to maximise those opportunities, because we spend far too much time sitting at a desk working to not be able to make the most of it when we do actually decide to put our feet up.
Even if you've got a standing desk, you spend far too much time at your desk
working. Exactly right.
Yeah. Good stuff. Luke, for people who want to find out more about anything we've spoken about this afternoon, or indeed just get a bit of general financial advice, Envision Financial, how do we get in touch?
So you can catch us on 6260 4749. We also have a number of resources that is open to viewers or listeners at envisionfinancial.com.au. That's Envision with an E, not an I. And just go to the resource tab on the top of the bar there, and we have some wealth reports and a knowledge centre that we're more than happy to give access to people so that they can use some of our tools, tips and videos on different sectors so they can actually go out and start to educate themselves. And if you're unsure, give us a call. It doesn't cost anything to have a cup of tea and a coffee and point you in the right direction.
Envisionfinancial.com.au, or the phone number again, Luke?
6260 4749.
There we go. Luke Smith, we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, Chris.
Luke Smith will be joining us every couple of weeks on a Friday afternoon to give you a little bit of financial help. And don't be shy. Feel free to call in. We'll help you out here on Canberra Live in a couple of weeks' time when Luke Smith back with us.